Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The Met Gala was last night, or as I like to call it, New York's private school costume contest. We're focusing on the Kardashians, who may not be invited back, and Cara Delevingne, who is no longer allowed near schools.
Oh my goodness.
That's all in tonight's show. And to help me, we've got Lonnie Love.
You are wild tonight. You are wild tonight, okay?
It's a hot start. I just wanted to, you know, kind of contradict the fact that I'm dressed like a nice middle school teacher right now.
Like the vice principal. I like that.
Like, add a skirt and you'd be Met Gala ready.
Oh,
that's
yes.
A really good point. Did you guys watch the Met Gala?
Yes, I did. And I have some thoughts.
Okay. Zach?
I abstained, actually.
Well, then I'm almost more excited to hear what Zach makes up. All right, let's kick things off. At the Met Gala last night, Pete Davidson walked alongside Kim Kardashian wearing a vintage Marilyn Monroe dress. Uh-oh, keep the Kennedys away from this one. But the outfit itself got some problems.
Well, this is Marilyn Monroe's dress. And it's 60 years old. And she wore this when she sang Happy Birthday to President John F. Kennedy in 1962. I had this idea to put it on and try it on. And then they came with like armed guards and gloves, and I tried it on and it didn't fit me. And so I looked at them and I said, give me like 3 weeks. And I had to lose 16 pounds down today to be able to fit this. But it was such a challenge. It was like a roll.
Right.
I was determined.
Determined
to fit it.
But when you put your mind to something, there's no, you were like eating tomatoes.
I don't think they believe me. I don't think they believe that I was going to do it.
Pete.
Yes.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
You look handsome. You look hot.
Thank you. She didn't let me wear my propeller hat, but it's fine.
Let me tell you something. She's an attorney, she's a historian now, and she's a fashion icon. This dress is 60 years old, and I couldn't fit. And it's been reported that she could not fit in it. The actual museum wasn't going to let her wear it, because it's a 60-year-old dress, and they didn't want her to harm it. So she is right. She did lose the 16 pounds in 3 weeks. I lose 1.6 in 3 weeks. So I admire her. And can we talk about Pete looking like, you know, one of the Men in Black? I mean, this was a costume party.
He looks like a Secret Service agent.
I love it.
I just feel like if you're gonna wear like an old-timey, like historical outfit, I'd rather see her dressed as like Napoleon, like a big Napoleon, you know?
And on to another Kardashian. Kourtney got her first invite to the Met Gala last night. Ooh, congrats. But unfortunately, after this clip, she might not be allowed back again.
That's so wrong.
She looks amazing.
My baby looks amazing.
You both look so good. So Kourtney, when you heard that the theme was gilded glamour, like what did that mean to you?
I honestly didn't really think about it.
Could you imagine spitting in Anna Wintour's face like that?
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
No, I want to explain it, because at first I didn't understand it. I was appalled when I first saw it as well, but actually it's a deconstructed look of what Travis is wearing. So now that I understand why she wore it, I still say, you shouldn't have wore it, all right?
A lot of people were giving her a hard time and mm-hmm. saying, like, I saw her in a lot of worse dress lists, and I didn't think it looked, I also don't know fashion.
Exactly.
But I didn't think it looked that bad.
You know, this is her, and maybe she'll do better next year. We'll
Girl's we'll... not coming back next year.
She's coming
She's
back.
Not. She She's basically gonna... had a side ponytail in. Like, what's going on?
Anyways, Rihanna may not have been at the Met, but they still paid her tribute by turning her into a Greek goddess. Is this the ultimate honor? Would you like a statue of yourself?
I mean, they really missed Rihanna at this year's Met Gala, and this is just the ultimate. This is actually based off of her cover for Vogue, mm-hmm. so I think it's a really great honor. And I wouldn't mind having a statue of me.
I'd like it too. Yeah. Ooh, the voice and everything really adds. Put a speaker box in it. Zach, you want a statue?
Yeah, but only if I'm also pregnant in it.
That would be pretty.
Lil nosing it.
That'd be
you know?
A beautiful statue. Yeah. Yeah, I think you can only be flattered by this. And they did a good job. A lot of statues go south quick.
No, that looks like her. What about you? Do you want a statue? I know you do.
Yeah, of course I do. Anyway, while the Met Gala is known for being the most fashionable and glamorous event of the year, you can always trust that some people are still going to fumble that invite.
Okay.
Wow. Here are a few of our favorite what the f*** looks of the night. First up, Kylie Jenner and her wedding gown topped with a backwards baseball cap look. What do we think?
What in the Disney Channel original? Like, I'm whipped cream and I want to get married.
Yeah. I know, a lot of whipped cream. I think she was trying to be hip with the baseball cap. If she just would have took that off and replaced it with a crown or a tiara, then that would have been guilty glamour. This is hip-hop ghetto.
Not basic is Cara Delevingne, whose gold nipple pasties looked like this.
Wow. This is just another example of people just, you know, going on their own, and it just did not work, I don't think, you know. Gold nipples?
It kind of feels like literally right after last year's Met Gala, they go, I know what I want to wear next year, and they don't care what happens.
Sure. Oh.
They just start planning it a year in advance, and then they get stuck looking like a Marvel cosplay.
Okay, that's good, yeah.
She might have been headed to, like, a Greatest Showman watch party after that.
It could have been. All right, Amy Schumer lost the role of Barbie, but picked up a role in Men in Black. What do we think about Amy Schumer's look?
Amy needs a stylist and a babysitter, because, I mean, she just said forget it. I mean, she went on Nordstrom's Rack and just bought whatever she saw and then put sunglasses with it. It's like, this is what makes Tom Ford go crazy.
Yeah.
Tom Ford said, you guys are not following the dress code, and this is a great example.
Gigi Hadid wore this comforter.
At least she put some effort.
She
thought it was gonna look good.
She looks like a topography map of the San Andreas Fault.
She tried. People, get with the theme.
Yeah. Also, this is what Cardi B wore recently is something I heard on my way to the set from one of the wardrobe people. All right, and finally, the best trick of the night goes to Frederick Robertson, who not only dressed like a lionfish, but everyone thought he was Jared Leto the entire time.
Do you know it took me a while? Because I really did think, I said, wow, Jared Leto, he didn't follow the code either. It's futuristic. And then I realized that wasn't him.
Yeah. I genuinely thought it was a lionfish.
No, but then when I saw the actual outfit that Jared wore, I'm like, now I'm mad because I want that to be Jared Leto.
Yeah.
Do better, celebrities.
Do better. And you have time because we have to take a break. But coming up, Nikki Glaser is back to show us her weirdest DMs. Plus, if your assistant isn't trying to hit on you, are they even doing their job? That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know when you get a pic and you're like, awesome, love it, look at it. No, nobody's ever said that. Men, stop it.
Wait, speak for yourself.
Yeah, what okay? The who wrote this?
I know.
I wrote it speaking on behalf of everyone else.
Yeah, don't speak for us.
Yeah.
Well, Nikki Glaser probably agrees with me, I think. I don't know now. Her new show, Welcome Home, Nikki Glaser, premiered this week on E! And what better way to welcome her to the family than by getting her deep thoughts on some embarrassing celebrity photos. It's time for Unsolicited Nick Pic.
Thank you. I'm Nikki Glaser. I'm E's new reality TV darling. And Hunter keeps sliding into my DMs and sending me like really weird photos, not of himself, of actually celebrities. And I guess I'm just ready to give my opinion on them. So let's go. All right, this first one is Cardi and Offset on the Grammys red carpet. And I feel like they should take this behavior Offset because, I mean, this is just the new way to kiss as a celebrity. I honestly love PDA. I think it's kind of hot, and I love this new touching tongues thing, and I want in. This next one is Michael Bublé corn cobbing. I didn't know we had so much in common. That's, I had to bring something like that to LA and check it in my bag because I was too worried about it being in my carry-on. If you're a celebrity, do not eat phallic foods in public. You know what's gonna happen, and also, it just, who eats a corn that way? Is he biting into it? That is, you go like this, right? This is one of the Hemsworths, Chris, I believe, picking his nose. The stars are really just like us. Who cares? Who doesn't pick their nose? Honestly, this is not news. Are people, is everyone in private blowing their nose to get boogers out? Picking your nose is one of the greatest joys of being a human and having like fingers that can really get up there. I think that's why we have opposable thumbs so we can place it and pick and flick it. Or some people eat it. I've never eaten it. I would tell you if I did. I don't judge anyone who does. I definitely like bite hangnails and I eat those. It's like most of my diet. I'm vegan, but that's the only meat I eat. There's nothing wrong with this. I would buy whatever he got out of there on eBay for up to $2,000. That's really enough of that. Make sure you guys watch Welcome Home Nikki Glaser? And Hunter, stay out of my DMs.
That's right.
Never. No, never. What's the weirdest DM either of you have ever gotten?
I just get people to go, hey. And I'm like, hey, no, say something behind
you need
that.
More, I know.
Have you
I
had
agree.
A celeb give you the hey?
Oh, all the time.
One that you think was trying to slide?
I probably.
Who?
I can't tell you.
Was it Tom Cruise?
Married.
They've got a family.
You're not gonna ruin their life.
Yeah. That happens. All right.
I will say I do. Okay, so I get unsolicited pics all the time, and you know how they're behind that like safety wall where it's like, do you want to see this? And you have to like tap twice.
Right.
I'm always tapping twice.
Yeah.
I always want to see it. I want to see it.
It's like, you know, you go. Oh, I should have did that. I'll do it anyway.
But then every time I take a peek, I always see it. I'm like, why is that thing so big? Are they all supposed to be that size? Anyway, we're catching up on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, or as I like to call it, the best Real Housewives franchise there is in Georgia.
It's the only one. Okay.
The latest season premiered this week, and Drew talks about her husband, Ralph, who got a sneaky text from his assistant, and he doesn't really help his case.
So he did bring in an assistant. She had texted him, I'll come to your house and give you a massage.
Yes, please.
Hey.
Hey.
I think I understand what y'all are saying.
Well, geez, were you eavesdropping?
So at the time, my back, I mean, I was...
It was don't give a damn.
Listen to it. Drew even knew that my back was messed up.
I didn't know this at the time.
So if she really wanted to shoot her shot...
She wanted to shoot her shot.
What was your reply?
It was my reply.
Yeah.
No. I didn't pick up the phone.
What was your reply? What did the text say?
It was like a throwaway.
Come on, just tell the truth.
I am telling the truth.
And what was the reply?
I was like, man, you know, I'm a guy. You know what I'm saying? We don't listen to that kind of stuff.
I'm a guy, LOL. And then she said, well, now I know for next time.
Hell to the nah, nah, nah. Come on, hunty.
Hell to the nah, nah, nah. In this outfit, I just look like a yell leader, you know, doing that bit.
You look like a Bible camp counselor.
Yeah,
I know.
Like a spirit leader.
Yeah.
So is this an actual hell to the not for you if your partner got a text from their assistant saying, I'll give you a massage, and they just responded with, I'm a guy?
Again, I mean, I feel like I can't answer this question because if my partner gets that text, I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
Bring that slutty assistant in here.
I mean, men don't know how to lie. So, I mean, he was lying.
Yeah.
But if he did say, I'm a guy, to some people that might not seem like a good excuse. Mm. But as a guy, I think that's actually a pretty good way to get out of it. You're like, hey, guys can't get massages from women without getting turned on.
Hail to the nah, yeah. to the nah, nah, nah.
Yeah. Okay, all right. We've reached a finale there. Looks like we've reached the finale of Summer House as well. Just in time for summer to start, ironically. Robert and Danielle decided to do what any mature couple would do and make a huge life decision while drunk at a party.
We had to hit, hopefully, our darkest and lowest point to come to the highest point. These past couple weeks, I've never been happier.
Are you saying this just because you want me to say yes to Charleston?
I know I've kind of jumped into it thinking you were just going to be about it, because that's what our relationship's been so far.
Nothing makes me happier than to just be with you. But you need to understand, I've never been there, and it's not something I'm familiar with. For me, that's like a big jump.
And I understand that. So take that leap with me. Let's do this.
Yeah, the answer's yes.
I will go to Charleston.
So that's it.
There's gonna be conditions.
I like how he's like, this is gonna be a leap. The last thing they should do right now is take a leap.
Okay.
That
exactly.
seems like a quick way to dislocate both of their shoulders.
It looked like they just came from the Met Gala the way they dressed. Yeah. You know?
He looked like a ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah, he does. He absolutely does.
Would you guys ever move for love?
No.
Thank you.
I think I would. Yeah.
Where are we moving?
You got it.
Anyway, we have to take another break. Sorry, Charleston. But coming up, a bear moves into the neighborhood, and not the fun kind. Sorry, Zach.
Damn.
Plus, a woman lists her home for sale with a unique feature, a bonus human. There Goes the Neighborhood is next.
Ow! Woo!
Some of us have bad neighbors, and some of us have bad-ass neighbors. I swear to God, it's weird. Anyway, who's ready for There Goes the Neighborhood? First up, nature and the suburbs don't always mix. A couple let their dog out to do its business, but they all had to make a run for it when they saw a surprise guest close behind. That's pretty crazy.
That's crazy. You gotta give it up to the little dog, because the little dog ran and it didn't go turn around and try to talk. And then like, oh, I better come back. It's
like... I feel represented by the little dog. That's me in my 20s starting fights at bars and then like running behind my bigger friends. Like, and another thing.
And the bush actually stopped the bear. See, bush is good for something.
Ah! Wow. You hear that, landscapers? Stop going down to the dirt. Anyway, if you're looking for some Florida property, because honestly, who isn't? This one is a pretty good two-for-one deal. One woman listed her three-bedroom, two-bath home that comes complete with a patio, pool, hot tub, and an ex-husband.
Say what?
Yeah, the listing also claims Richard will help cook, clean, and manage repairs as part of his role as the live-in handyman. Is this a deal or a dump? And are these photos really on the listing?
Yes.
Wow. What do we think?
I mean, this is my sense of humor. Exactly. Especially the tigers following him from room to room.
My question is, do we have to feed Richard if we buy the That's okay, Richard. Richard can stay. I'll take the house.
Having Richard, really?
Yeah, Richard, yeah.
I feel like having a live-in handyman is actually really helpful.
Yeah, that is what nice. I mean. Like if he's in like the pool house, I think I would actually consider that.
But if he's doing all those poses, I can't take that.
No.
Get your ass over there.
He's out.
House. Yeah.
Anyway, some neighbors are really, really.
Oh, stop saying that word.
Okay. I'll do it different.
Okay,
some neighbors are really fecally. One woman couldn't figure out why she kept getting surprises on her driveway every day, so she decided to investigate.
The audacity of this old bitch. The audacity. I have her on video. Watch.
So for like the last 3 days, I've been coming home from work and there's like dog shit all over my driveway. My dogs are in their kennel. This old lady from next door comes with the on her shovel and she is throwing it on my driveway.
I use freaking doggy bags.
So this is the letter. You're gonna have to pause to read it. It's like the middle of the night and I've clipped this note to like 4 bags of that I picked up from her. I don't see anything, but I just put it in her mailbox. She goes to the mailbox and she picks everything up. She's like, what the hell?
We need a new show called When Neighbors Attack, because this is great.
That's really odd.
People do odd things when they're living next to each other, and this is an example. I mean, she just does not like her. That's a sign.
Yeah. I aspire to be both levels of petty, if I'm being honest. But if someone did that to me, they'd be getting a shit pie.
Just like the help.
The help style pie.
Oh.
For sure.
Yeah.
And why is the question.
It might be because this woman has the perfect mix of accent between Boston and the South. What is going on?
It's New Zealand, I think.
It's New Zealand?
Yeah. That's the biggest twist in this whole clip.
If you're gonna be from New Zealand, I'd commit more to the accent then. You know, it felt passive, like embrace it, be like, I saw this woman on my lawn.
That's good.
That was good.
Yeah.
I like rugby.
Okay, then no.
Yeah.
I don't know anything else about New Zealand.
No, we done let him loose.
Yeah, anyway, that's all the time we have for the night. Oh. Set those DVRs. They mean everything to us. And we'll be back tomorrow night. Same crew, same time. Bye-bye.
Bye.